There has been a lot of back and forth on this, so let's just take a minute to talk about how we got here. Earlier this year, the Public Safety Commission recommended two people to fill vacant seats in its group. Chuck Mittman and Pat Heffley received the commission's endorsement. Mittman is a longtime volunteer firefighter and EMT. Heffley is the administrator of the search clinic in Haines. He is also one of the people Mayor Jan Hale recommended for the position last month. The makeup of the commission has been an ongoing discussion for the assembly. Last year, the commission asked to make some changes that would broaden its focus to include health issues related to public safety. Commissioners wanted to add representatives from Search, Lynn Canal Counseling, and the Haines School and change its name. But though the assembly voiced support for having those professionals in the conversation, it didn't want to change the makeup in code. In the end, no changes were made. But Mayor Hill said she still wanted to move in that direction, so she recommended the Assembly appoint Heffley and Lynn Canal Counseling Director Kelly Williamson. But the process in code says the Commission has to make a recommendation to the Mayor, and then the Assembly confirms. So it went back to the Public Safety Commission, and that's how Mittman and Heffley came to the Assembly for confirmation. Okay, now we're back to this week's Assembly meeting. Deputy Mayor Stephanie Scott chaired the meeting.
Board appointments. We have two appointments. Chuck Mittman for a term ending 11/30/2020 and Patrick Heffley for a term ending 11/30/2019 for the Public Safety Commission.
But Assemblymember Brenda Josephson had a different idea.
I'd like to make a motion that we change the appointment to Paul Rogers to the Public Safety Commission.
And instead of who?
Instead of Patrick Heffley. So it would be Chuck Mittman and Paul Rogers.
I second.
That was Tom Morfitt seconding.
He's a smart man. He's attended a year's worth of Public Safety Commission meetings. He's been at our meetings for more than a year. I think he's shown a commitment. And I think he was one of the first people to apply for the board. So I think, it is a public safety commission.
Rogers is a Mosquito Lake resident, retired from a career in law enforcement. Morfitt says that experience makes him particularly fit for the position. Speaking to KHNS, Morfitt called putting Rogers on the commission a, quote, no-brainer. Morfitt acknowledged the struggle to define the commission's responsibilities and said there may need to be a larger discussion in that sense. Josephson says her vote wasn't against Heffley, but for Rogers and the process of filling vacancies. She says Rogers was the first applicant in a delayed process, and his experience would make him an asset to the commission. But others pushed back. Here's Scott.
I would like to speak in favor of Patrick Heffley, and what his appointment to the commission means is that he can guide them in thinking about the opioid and drug abuse problems that are plaguing us that we don't really know about. That's the problem, and he certainly does.
And Sean Mady.
I really like the idea of having somebody into the mental health component of public safety. I'm really glad Chuck is in the running. I think he's a great fit. I just think that modern policing, as said by every former public safety commissioner, every current police officer, most police in the country, the evolution of policing is going from enforcement to understanding the mental health component.
The issue went back and forth. Motions and amendments were made, but they kept failing because the assembly couldn't get the four positive votes they needed. The one thing everyone could agree on, postponing a decision until the next meeting. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.